Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You see, tyrants of the 21st century have learned to come by stealth and through bureaucracies and regional governorships and destroy your local autonomy. Lord Monckton, sorry that you were interrupted by the break. You were getting into 20 years ago.
Yes, I had breakfast with the Lord Mayor in the Mansion House. Very nice breakfast it was, too, just the two of us. And he was trying to urge me to write a leading article in the Evening Standard to advocate that the European Central Bank should be established in the United Kingdom. And I said, look, of course we're not going to put the central bank in the City of London because Britain won't be joining the euro. He said, what do you mean it won't be joining the euro? It won't be joining the European currency. I said, no, it won't. The people won't stand for that. We want to keep our currency, weak though it is. It's going to be better than what will happen to this pure political creation. And there's no way that I'm going to argue that anything from the European Union should be centred in the City of London. My advice to you is steer well clear. But he was rather baffled by this, because, of course, the consensus among all the great and the good was that Europe was wonderful and could do no wrong. Now, the City of London is one of the major recruiting grounds for UKIP. We are raising a lot of money there. People have suddenly begun to wake up to just how dangerous this European project is. And in a way, there's enormous sadness because, of course, the City of London is the great international arm of the United Kingdom. We are not an island in the sense of the free market. We trade all over the world. The City of London is the center of that trade. And we've always been outward-looking, internationalist, European-minded.
And I was reading in the last few years you've lost the number one status.
Oh, by a long since, yes, and we're losing it very, very quickly now that the decline is precipitate as people are desperate to get out from under the...
So the EU bureaucrats and the traders in your country have done a wonderful, devastating job. And they brought in tons of foreigners who aren't from the UK, so they don't care if you lose your sovereignty. So it's a wonderful plan.
Well, it's a great tragedy that this independent financial center, which ran itself, no longer has the right to run itself. It has now been made subject to the European tyranny, which is very rapidly tightening its grip and closing it down. After all, the European Union didn't want to have to compete with the City of London. If you add all the other currencies of Europe together, including the euro, it's tiny compared with the sterling area and the vast amount of sterling currency in issue. And so they have always wanted to shut the City of London down, to remove a source of competition, to remove also a symbol of freedom, because this was what Hitler always was trying to do. It was to take away all symbols of freedom so that people gradually forgot what freedom is, no longer realized they could have freedom and how wonderful it is, and became comfortable with dictatorship. That's what's being attempted here. That's why the likes of David Cameron are saying, no, we're not going to give the British people say on the future of Britain, on the central question of whether Britain shall...
Is there a way to recall him? Because that is such a naked, arrogant, anti-sovereign, anti-choice issue, regardless of what...
All we've got is the three major political parties, the Conservatives, the Labour, and to a much lesser extent, the so-called Liberal Democrats, who are neither liberal nor democratic. These people, all of them, think the European Union is wonderful, dictatorship is marvellous, tyranny is where we want to go. And so whoever you vote for, unless you do vote for UKIP, you're not going to be voting for freedom. Now, the thing is, what UKIP's difficulty, of course, is that it is still seen quite wrongly as a one-issue party that only is concerned with freedom. Well, of course, even if that were the case...
Lord Monckton, hold on. I'm sorry. Most of the breaks are at the end of the hour and the start of the hour. If you can, if you've got to go ahead and leave us now. But I want to give out some websites and things and have one more question for you, and I want you to finish up on UKIP. Can you do a couple minutes with us on the other side?
Yeah, sure. Will do.
Okay, great. We're going to go to break, come back with Lord Monckton. Then I promise, I covered a lot of news, but I'm going to get to the rest of it. We've got another guest coming up after the break. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. This is GCNLive.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Christopher Monckton, this is a very positive thing I see happening to have the former British Prime Minister who signed England, the UK, into the European Union, which is completely tyrannical now. Most of the countries were brought in without a vote, just like England, and now I've seen polls of 85 or more percent, some as high as 90, wanting out of it. And all its taxes and regulations and the rest of it. They have members from the UK in the parliament, but it has no authority, as members of UKIP have come on, like Nigel Farage and others. So it is just absolutely stunning that it has come to this point, and our government's been signing deals with the EU to start doing trade deals. This is how they get rid of your sovereignty. So in closing, Lord Monckton, it's always darkest till the dawn, or you don't know what you have till it's gone. I mean, it always takes tyranny getting bad before people wake up. Is England starting to have its Neville Chamberlain moment, or will that come later? Because if there's now open discussions of just getting out of it entirely, and and calling it undemocratic by people like John Major, this has got to show there's a big wake-up call happening.
That's absolutely right. It's very interesting how the media are beginning to break on this. The BBC, of course, is part of the Marxist sort of fascist conspiracy. They will not ever represent the British people's view on this issue. They won't tell you what's really going on in Europe. To them, it's, you know, it's socialism writ large, and they love it. But the Daily Telegraph, the Times even, to some extent the Financial Times, certainly the Daily Mail and the Daily Express, which are the big kind of medium quality but big circulation papers, they are now very, very strongly against having anything further to do with the European Union. And so gradually the papers and the people are lining up and they're saying, no, we want our freedom back, we want our democracy back, we don't want the European currency, we don't want European tyranny, we want to elect the people who make our laws, and we don't want any laws imposed on us unless the people we elect have said that those laws should be inflicted upon us. And that is the big change which we are now increasingly demanding. UKIP is now being listened to with widespread respect on this issue, because we have been saying for years that this day would come, that people would once again want their freedom back. And your voice, Alex, is a very important one in this. People will say, oh, but he's terribly extreme. But on the other hand, on issues like this, you are in the mainstream of public opinion. The mainstream of public opinion says enough is enough, democracy is what we want, and we're going to have it, and it's just a matter of time now before the entire present political class, certainly in the UK, and I think in the United States too, is swept away and replaced by people who remember what your constitution was for. It was so that no law could be made except by people that you elected to make it. That's what we're going to have to get back to, and from my point of view, and I think from yours, Alex, the sooner the better.
Absolutely. Here's my final question for you. Well, it's a two-parter. Where do you see this fight going in the future, the way the, you know, the ships are basically, you know, beginning to get into battle formation, and you know, now there's actually opposition really starting to form for every action. There's an equal and opposite reaction. You were bringing up the fact that, you know, that I'm in the mainstream on this issue. I mean, I really find common sense is always in the mainstream. It's just ignored until the damage from not following common sense becomes so great. But they've always said we're the minority and we're crazy, not believing their man-made global warming when the facts have been out forever. So I just think it's stick to it, tell the truth. And if you stand up against the lie and don't stop, you will always end up beating it.
I think two things are going to happen now. First of all, gradually in Britain, UKIP is going to become seen widely as respectable. That's already very largely happened. It's going to happen much more rapidly from here on. And it's that air of respectability, of no longer being an unconsidered whining fringe, that will make the difference, I think, in Britain and start leading to us beginning to capture parliamentary seats. That's thing number one. But thing number two, I think what is going to happen is that people are gradually going to try and insulate themselves from their governing class. They're going to start running their own independent, privately run currencies. I'm already working on this at the moment. And the idea here is that we issue a currency which is not printed or minted, so you can't fall foul of the law there. It's purely electronic. But it can't inflate because it will be fully backed by assets. I'm not going to bore you with the technicalities, but what I'm really saying is that what is gradually happening here is that people are saying we can no longer trust the government to do things for us, like making foreign treaties or issuing currencies. So we are going to start doing this for ourselves and increasingly cut the government out of our planning and our thinking and our hopes, because the governing class is clearly no longer in touch with the people it is nominally in charge of. That's the interesting thing about John Major's defection to the truth. He was the arch-architect of Britain's membership of the European Union. Before that, it was just the European
Union. Why is he doing this? I mean, is it that the power structure in England realizes they've been double-crossed? Or is it because he wants to get his soul back? Or because he's getting so much pressure? Or a combination?
I think it's probably because Roth's no longer being in office, he's no longer being constantly bullied by civil servants who think Europe is wonderful in the way that David Cameron is. Civil service is very, very smooth and very, very powerful in Britain. And it's also now, I think, the biggest obstacle to progress towards freedom that Britain has. And David Cameron is enmeshed in that. He is a bureaucrat's bureaucrat in just the same way that John Major was when he was in office. The difference is that now that John Major is out of office and has been out of it long enough, he is no longer constantly being whispered at by these people who want to enhance the power of the corporatist dictatorship at the expense of the people. And so he's begun to rediscover the joys of freedom. It is, I mean, you're quite right. This bellwether, that's what he is leading the way towards other members of the governing class. Lord Hesketh is just one among them, who are socialist, communist, call it what you like, but it's tyranny, whichever way you stack it. They now realize this doesn't work. It's not going to give them the power and the wealth that they crave. It's going to turn Britain into a banana monarchy without any bananas and soon without a monarchy.
Well, that was my final point, is that that's what tyranny always does. It works at first like a cancer running through the body, but then it kills the host. And, I mean, they've got to know. I mean, Europe is delusional. The same thing Hitler did, many others, Napoleon. They start thinking they're invincible. So they set up a system, as I've seen some European engineers admit 30 years ago, was meant to bring countries into receivership. But the imploding of those countries through overtaxation regulation then implodes the overall structure that even the bureaucrats and the insiders sit upon. And so they're going goody.
It's a very dangerous moment, Alex, because it could go one of two ways, and it would be very difficult to predict which way it's going to go. One thing that could happen is that Britain gets out of Europe, other countries realize they don't want to be in it either, and the whole thing collapses into a narrow, putrid, inward-looking...
And England could lead the way. I mean, if England leaves, that's it. Everybody else is going to.
Exactly, and we can hope for that. But the other danger is that those who had waited for and planned for the financial collapse of the Eurozone so that they could then say the only way out is dictatorship, they are still in the ascendant. David Cameron belongs to that group. Nick Clegg belongs to that group.
No, that's what I'm saying. They think the crisis will lead them to total power, but I see it destroying them in the end because they've been so good at wrecking things. It's like the Greenies.
The danger is that they will get away with imposing this dictatorship before it collapses. And, of course, it will still eventually collapse. And the more nasty and intrusive the dictatorship becomes, the more unpopular it will become, the more unsustainable it will become. And that is something which these arrogant little so-and-sos in government tend to forget. One of the most refreshing things about being part of Margaret Thatcher's administration, I was a very junior cog in it, but I was in there right at her side, if you like, in 10 Downing Street, was that that was a government that was always very conscious that it was only there for a time, it was there to do good by the people, and it was there to bring back freedom and put back wealth into people's pockets and take it away from the state. That was what we were all about, and no government in Britain since has really tried to do that. But once again, we're going to have to get back
and
to
she
that.
Said she was an enemy of the Bilderberg Group.
Well, she was an enemy of all these instinctual fascists, these people who think that the great and the good are wiser than the rest of us, and they should be allowed to govern in our name, whether with or without our consent. Those days, I hope, are now done, and I hope that in Britain and in Europe, we will get our democracy back, because if we don't, America will be next.
All right, Lord Monckton, we're out of time. I appreciate the time. Scienceofpublicpolicy.org. I just wanted to point out here in closing to you that you said the danger is total dictatorship. All the greenies I see are in the news like it's normal, saying green dictatorship, do it whether people like it or not. And I hear locals in Austin saying, we're going to do this one way or the other. It has nothing to do with the environment. It's there. The new color of fascism is green. Lord Monckton, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, too. And as always, God bless America.
Well, God bless you over there as well, and I hope you can retain your sovereignty. You know, England could lead the way out of the European Union dictatorship. Again, thank you, Lord Moncton. All right, we're going to come right back after this quick break into some other news. We have another guest popping in who's getting behind Ron Paul nationwide. Hip-hop artists all over the country. Very exciting announcements there. And I do have some military news I've got to get to. Fast and Furious news. Obama on fire politically. I mean, burning.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
With economic and job-based stress now the leading cause of illness, is your body ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special report on staying healthy in hard times. According to a new article in the London Telegraph, job stress associated with the economic downturn has now replaced cancer, stroke, heart attack, and back problems as the number one reason people miss work. In fact, it's now being called the Black Death of our time. This means taking care of your body could be the single most important thing you do, especially in these hard economic times. Recently, we've created a video which you can watch online for free detailing how to make sure your body is ready for the dangerous times we live in. You can find the video at longtermgreen.com. That's longtermgreen.com. Get your body ready for the hard times ahead by watching the free video at longtermgreen.com. The video's available at longtermgreen.com.
What you're about to hear is the real experience of women over 40 who finally lost weight, even around the stubborn belly area. How? By becoming hormonally balanced again. Their secret is the Amberen Slim After 40 program. Amberen is the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. You see, the leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Unless you balance your hormones, losing weight may be impossible. But the Amberen Slim After 40 program changes all of that. Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally. Plus, it dramatically boosts your cell metabolism, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-894-8776. That's 1-800-894-8776. 1-800-894-8776.
Okay, here's some of the news that's at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, also at DrudgeReport.com. The White House is admitting that Romney healthcare law was blueprint for Obamacare. We already knew that. And that's why Chris Christie, Mr. Austerity, cut everything and paid to the foreign bankers. Baron Harkonnen has endorsed Romney,
who is praised by Al Gore. I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, is there no end to how pathetic mainline Republican voters are, how stupid they are, how they always want to vote for the winner? I mean, we go out and expose Rick Perry being a cheerleader, literally, for Al Gore, working for him, supporting, oh, you name it, Hillary Care, it goes on and on, and he starts plummeting like a rock. Mitt Romney is just as bad. But you think that's bad? Another national poll, since the media says Herman Cain's the leader, who is the Federal Reserve guy who wants a VAT tax. He'll come in, he'll say, fight the liberals, VAT, sales tax, and Republicans will literally slit their wrists, their own children, cut their own children's head off, and just say, drink their blood, Federal Reserve, and Herman Cain will dance around in the blood, and they'll just, oh, we love being conned. Ah! You notice it's black presidents while America's collapsing. That may be some New World Order joke they're pulling, so they can somehow psychologically blame black people for everything falling apart. I mean, I don't know. You want to use a weird race conspiracy. It's just really weird. Remember Bush? We ought to find that clip. Maybe go to YouTube. I know it's one of my films. Bush says Obama won't whine when he is the president during collapse. And remember Bush goes, I like Obama. He isn't upset that he's been elected and he'll be the one during the collapse. And, oh, poor me. Oh, one of those weird, demonic Bush moments. I mean, these guys are puppets, but in the case of Herman Cain, my goodness. Belafonte, though, the whole left-right thing has kicked in. When the left, the mindless left, the establishment left, attacks somebody, conservatives go right to him and support him. Oldest trick in the book. Belafonte, Herman Cain is bad apple. What does Cain fire back with? I left the Democratic plantation a long time ago. Country singer Lee Greenwood endorses Herman Cain. Demonstrator stormed D.C. offices building. Arrest made. Wall Street protesters march on billionaires' houses. Yeah, all Republicans. The Koch brothers. Rupert Murdoch. Oh, yeah, it's not a Democratic operation. They're just marching on their houses. Rapper attends wearing bling. See, the idea is by the protesters, some of them, that, you know, bling is bad. So, but wait, he's got the bling on. No, wealth is not bad. It's stolen wealth that's bad. He's also wearing a $355 Gucci shirt. Boston police are arresting dozens. Diane Sawyer, protests have spread to more than 1,000 countries. There's only about 185 if you count real countries. I mean, if you're like Luxembourg, Monte Carlo, you know, a little bit kind of provinces or whatever, or little city states. What? Update, not suicide, but was hanging flyers. An Occupy Wall Street person was hanging flyers and fell off a thing and died. Keep the Change, Hank Williams Jr. lashes out, media, new song. Drudge has got the video up there. I'm going to get, this is posted on Infowars.com also. Video that is. So we definitely want to get that out to people. In fact, cue that up. I might just air that in the last 5 minutes of the show today. Hank Jr. for president. Hank Jr. is not a Democrat. Some more left-right garbage. That's just some of what's going on. If you go over to Infowars.com, we've got our exclusive stories. Paul maintains top-tier status in New Hampshire. Harry plummets. You can read that. And all we got to do is expose Herman Cain, and it's over. Also, Occupy the Fed, Dallas, going strong. Great folks up there still occupying up there. The police have said reportedly they're going to kick out the Occupy Dallas people out of the local park at 5 today. How about everybody just marches over to the Fed and occupies that? Of course, they won't, a lot of them, because they're Democrat-controlled, some of them. We are still here. It's Tuesday, October 11th, and we will continue to occupy the Dallas Fed. The Occupy Dallas camp was told to leave Pioneer Park by 5 p.m. today. It's going to be a good day. Peace and Ron Paul revolution. Approximately 10 people stopped by throughout the day, another 20 at night. Last night, several of them realized I'm serious about Occupy the Fed. Now they're making arrangements for the long haul. There is good video loaded at YouTube.com, Texas Video Truth. It's called Are the Good Times Really Over? And it goes on from there. I'll shoot more videos today. We've been posting those at Infowars.com. So great job by the folks there identifying the real enemy, the Federal Reserve. But it doesn't matter. The average conservative is like, I like Herman Cain. He's got a new tax for us. Man, income tax,
Social Security tax, and a new federal sales tax with the feds and every business tracking everything we do in life, Tom. Man, that's a great idea. And the liberals don't like it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
And I'll crack it down, and you break your crown, and you put your face up, but there's no one around. Just one thing, just to play the king, but the castle's crumbled, and you're left for just a day. Where's your crown, king?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget that InfoWars.com and the radio show, the films, the TV show, it's all listener supported. We don't come and take $16.6 trillion and another $10 trillion and give billions to media outlets and hundreds of millions to Rachel Maddow of MSNBC to sit there and spew anti-gun, anti-freedom, anti-family stuff. No. No, we're not those collectivist billionaires that want more taxes. We are supported because you support our sponsors and the great products. I only take sponsors I believe in. And because you buy my books, my videos, my t-shirts. You buy PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, $5.95 a month. You can get a year membership and get 3 months free. Now we've got the films, the new films, the expanded extras, the three-hour radio/TV show, the nightly news show that's heavily produced. It's not somebody up there reading off a teleprompter and playing a few video clips and commenting on it. I mean, we got reporters. We've got interviews. I mean, we're busting our hind in here. I'm putting it all in. I mean, I'm getting home 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock
every night. I'm gone on the weekends, driving around, fighting the Fed. Because I know we've already done so much damage to the globalists, we've got to go to the next level. We are all in. And you've done such a great job of spreading the word about the show, about supporting us over the years, financially and by word of mouth. You've been right beside us. We have come so far together. And I'm telling you, if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, or if your neighbors don't have one, buy them one, support the show, and give them the username and passcode, and say go to InfoWarsNews.com. Sometimes PrisonPlanet.tv is a scary name. Tell them go to InfoWarsNews.com. That takes them to the same page. And you notice we're getting ready to migrate over to a whole new website name and everything, but it's the same info. 8.5 years of material and information, PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. I mean, I've hired 5-6 people or more. I'm trying to hire more people, more reporters, and I'm just taking our reserves, putting them in the face of this depression, because we've got to achieve orbit. We've got to blast off. A rocket uses almost all its energy getting off the ground. People are like, wow, you've already come so far. What do you mean you achieved blast off a long time ago? No, we didn't. Everything we've done so far is nothing. The Saturn rocket for this moon launch is built. It's fueled. We just need the continued support, and we are going to absolutely devastate the globalist with your help. You think reaching 10 million people a week's big? It's nothing. We're going to the next level. We've proven our trajectory is to the stars. We will defeat these people. We will defeat the globalists, but we got to think big and take action. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, now is the time. Tell your Facebook, tell your MySpace, tell your Twitter, tell all the different sites, the YouTube, about InfoWars.com, about PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, I meant to get to this, and I'll get to it in the last little segment when our guest leaves us. This is such huge news. I'll cover it more tonight on the Nightly News. We got Max Keiser coming on. We got that trader who said Goldman Sachs rules the world. That was big, important news, and they tried to say it was fake, but it wasn't. He's joining us tonight. We got an incredible little autistic boy we talked to. Talk about tears. I cried. Well, it was really tearing my guts out. I'm going to play that video tonight and tell the story of what happened with the cops with it. I was sitting there chewing out the cops who were laughing, going, you know they're putting poison in your water, your food. It's on record. You better research. Some were laughing. I said, it's not funny. Autism's gone from 1 in 25,000 30 years ago to 1 in 58. And a guy comes out of the crowd and goes, yeah, like my son. And he was, you know, very autistic. And the cops then suddenly looked freaked out. And I said, yeah. And then I saw the head cop, black lady, started crying. Because, I mean, at first they were laughing. She wasn't laughing. But, I mean, you know, it's like, I'm not playing games. We're all under attack. We're all in this together. Don't you get it? Don't you understand it? It's not a game. It's all in now. I'm all in. I used to have like 6 months backup to run this operation. I'm just spending it all. I'm just all in, ladies and gentlemen. All in. All in. It's all in now. The enemy's rushing the gate, man. It's on right now. It's swinging muskets right now. I'm going to use the Alamo analogy. It's all in. Right now. And if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member or you don't support us, at least spreading the word, you're crazy. Don't think just because you know about this, and I do this all the time myself, it just happens. You think you know it, so everybody else knows it. People are ready to hear the truth now. They're awake, but they don't know. Just because you're awake doesn't mean you know everything. All right, I'm going to shut up now and go to Zach Carter, and we'll obviously get him back on as this develops. You've had KRS-One on before, and then he got massively criticized for being in the Obama deception, but boy, hadn't he been proven right about his predictions of Obama-elect. He was Obama-elect when he interviewed him. He said the country's on the edge of a real revolution. Then they put a black man and everybody sits back. We've also got, of course, a professor. We got a lot of great people. Professor Griff, a public enemy, is also in the film. And that just fell together. We got contacted by the guy that interviewed him. And Professor Griff's plugged it at concerts and things. These are icons of hip-hop, something that's even eclipsed rock and roll in the modern day. RockTheRevolutionTour.com. Zach Carter was a member of the military. He'll give you that story. And did a Ron Paul video and got kicked out. So now he's contacted KRS-One. He's agreed to many of the dates. They're working on getting some other folks. Immortal Technique, who I have met and spoke with at events. You know, I think he's just a great guy. Really hardcore, focusing on the real issues. Europa, Rise, Concise, and Crew Kid, Per Capita, Billy Blaze, Rothbard, JD, Nero, The Industry, Delvin Shade, Voice of Independence, Sun Ghost, and many more. And these are going to be dates all over the country. Great way to get the young people who are already super hot on Ron Paul involved. Very exciting with KRS-One because he's an icon. Let's go ahead and get some more details from Zach Carter on this. Zach, good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex. It's a pleasure.
No, it's great to have you here. So tell us about yourselves. People know who you are. And then tell us about what you're organizing here.
Yeah, a little background on me. I spent 3 years active duty Army and 4 in the Reserves. So I was in the Reserves when I made that video back in late 2007 that got me booted from the Reserves. That was my contribution back then. And I wanted to do more, but I was under a lot of pressure to keep quiet from my family. They didn't want me going to Leavenworth. And I've been told, if you don't do anything else, this will go away kind of quietly. And I kind of regret not speaking out more then. But fast forward a few years, and I've worked on a few congressional campaigns in between, a Senate campaign, made a lot of contacts, and been able to put together, this amazing team of people, everybody from, in the entertainment world at record labels and band managers and artists themselves. So I had this idea about a month and a half ago, and I've been working about 16 hours a day, 7 days a week since then.
And you were telling me you're going after rock and roll, you name it, but I find it interesting it's the hip-hop folks that have been the most responsive.
Yeah, but we do have an extremely diverse lineup, and it keeps growing. I had Avery Sharp, a famous jazz musician, get a hold of me this weekend, letting me know he's interested and wants more information and wants to support Ron Paul that way.
Well, I know you can probably get Jimmy Vaughn involved. I know he travels all over playing for Ron Paul, supporting him.
Yeah. And something unique about this also is we're keeping all the shows free to the public. And when I approach politics, I bring my past experiences with me. And I'm really not a fan of the big money. But before I joined the Army, I did something that was really frivolous, but it got me a lot of media attention. And so, I bring that with me that if you do something a little different, you can get talked about in the media.
No, sure. Willie Nelson's done a lot of free media, free events to get attention to Farm Aid. And so it's a gift. And then the venues can sell drinks and things. You call them, they're Ron Paul supporters. Sure, they give you the venue for free. They pay their staff off the sales of food and drinks. The artists come, they get a little bit of publicity, but they're there giving. And that's what makes these things big, is the fact that they're free. So, wow, I didn't know that. This is going to be free on top of it. That is really going to supercharge this.
Yeah, and, we've been able to get in smaller venues on this first leg, but we're hoping we can, save money through Christmas.
And, yeah, there's all sorts of venues I've talked to before. Willie Nelson was like, hey, let's do an event. And I was like, are you really serious, Willie? It was his idea. And he said, yeah. There's a caller called in and said it. And I talked to him. And then I went and got, a big place in Austin was ready to do it just for the concessions. And then his managers got involved. I was like, look, Willie, let's just not do it. And he's like, no, come to my closing in the backyard. Come to that and speak. So we get there. People are calling up death threatening. We don't even care about speaking to 5,000 people. It just turns into a whole quagmire dealing with these people's managers. But it's the thought that counts at the end of the day. But obviously, hopefully you'll be able to get Ron Paul to speak at a couple of these. Well, very exciting. People need to go to the website if they want to learn more on this. It's rocktherevolutiontour.com. Tell us about some of the places that are already booked and set up and some of the dates involved.
Yeah, well, in Austin, Texas, we'll be there on November 10th. And that'll be at, I think it's called the Karma Club. Definitely you are invited, Mr. Jones.
Well, thank you, Zach. We're not only on in Austin, though. So what are some of the other places?
Yeah, you're invited to as many of the shows as you want to go to.
So no, I'm not talking about me. I'm saying where are some of the other events?
Yeah, we're kicking off in Spanaway, Washington, which is just outside of the Seattle-Tacoma area. And then we're going to Portland and Eureka, California. Down to San Francisco, Santa Monica. We've got a few venues in L.A. And then to Vegas Albuquerque, and from the, did I miss? Yeah, Phoenix, Albuquerque, Vegas. I'm not able to pull the website up right now.
Well, that's all right. People should visit the website. Yeah. It's a very, very exciting idea, and hopefully we'll also work on getting some of the artists back on. It's been a while. We didn't get KRS-One back on and some of these other people. And
yeah, I'd love to have, the Voice of Independence. He's got some great music, and Rise Concise and Crooked. I know they've got some stuff where they drop your name. J.D. Nero and others, great Liberty artists that are...
Maybe you should contact somebody like Jimmy Vaughn.
Yeah, definitely. We're reaching out to everybody, might be interested in supporting Ron Paul this way. And, it's going to be a lot of fun. And, hopefully, we'll be able to kind of break through that, some of that, that media blackout that Ron Paul has been experiencing.
Well, look, Ron Paul is a top-tier candidate. He can still win. Look at how the media finally said Cain could win, so he's gone to the number one position. People are looking for something real. I saw him in the news saying Christie's obese, so they want to vote for him because they think if you're obese, that means you're different. People need to stop going off of how somebody looks and go to the character, their deeds, their history. Ron Paul's no compromise, Constitution loving voting record. This is the guy who predicted what would happen. This is the perfect man of the hour. And if America lets this wicked corporate media cover him up and do this, we get what we deserve. But by him running, he still injects real issues. He's still got a good chance. The primaries don't kick in for 3 months or so. We've got the time to supercharge it. And what you're doing is so beautiful. And people need to be part of this. All over the country. There's also Prodigy Mob Deep, who I know is a big listener of this show, so you might want to contact him. But there's so many people that are Ron Paul supporters. I think I've even seen Neil Young say nice things about him. You want to get somebody like Neil Young. Now, obviously, I'm not going to call these people for you. I do have their numbers, but I would try to get a hold of Willie Nelson. That's somebody who can get tens of thousands out. I'd try to get a hold of a Neil Young. Jimmy Vaughn gets thousands and tens of thousands out. I'd go after him. I know, I know some other folks, but I'm very exciting. Very, very exciting. And, Zach, we'll definitely talk to you soon as this unfolds. God bless.
God bless you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on. All right. RockTheRevolutionTour.com. And, you build it, they will come. Already set up, already got a lot of big people that are going to be at it. Quite a sacrifice of KRS-One and others. We really appreciate them doing that. Okay, continuing here with the news and information. I do want to play a little bit more of that Hank Williams Jr. song where he's countering the establishment, but I want to get to this article first. Again, this article is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It is incredibly important. I should have led the show with this today. VeriSign demands power to kill abusive websites. I'm going to cover this more on the Nightly News tonight. This is how they're going to do it, where there's no judge, no jury, no nothing. An agency says they want it gone, or a corporation says it, and your website is gone, and they're shutting down websites already like this. It's all part of the cashless system, where suddenly you have all these bank fees on you, but you've got to operate cashlessly. It's all about the globalists getting you where they want you. VeriSign demands power to kill abusive websites. Manager of all.com, internet addresses, seeks authority to terminate domains on government order without legal oversight. Now, again, Drudge linked to like four of our articles last week, and I don't shoot the Batman thing up in the sky. I did it twice, and he's put his stuff up every time. I said, please put it up. I don't, I don't expect Drudge to link to me again this week. That would be almost gratuitous. But the point is, this is big, and this is the kind of stuff Drudge links to. But our listeners can make this big as well. We need to get this out to everybody, okay, because this is really scary. The global authority over all.com domain names, VeriSign, is demanding the power to terminate websites deemed abusive. I love that all the time. YouTube does that to us. When ordered to by government without a court order or any kind of oversight whatsoever. Yeah, we don't need any stinking court orders. We'll do whatever we want. the company, said today it wants to be able to enforce the denial, cancellation, or transfer of any registration in any of a laundry list of scenarios which a domain is deemed to be abusive. They can already shut it down easy, reports the UK Register. Not only is VeriSign seeking the power to kill websites when ordered to by governments, but also by quasi-governmental agencies like MoveOn.org or George Soros' outfit or the Federal Reserve, which could extend as far as lobbying organizations and special interest. VeriSign has asked the domain name registry, this is the Obama kill switch, overseer ICANN. We ought to give this the headline, VeriSign to implement Obama kill switch selectively. That's really what this is. ICANN to grant it the power to kill a .com or .net domain in order to comply with applicable court orders, laws, government rules, or requirements, and believes the authority should be global to allow the company to shut down websites without a court order if any government agency wants to, merely requested to do so, including foreign governments. That's the tidbit that's not in here. Foreign governments. Kind of like India said the wood's legal at Gibson, but still they've been raided and seized again. By the way, they got raided again. Not just a month ago, but raided again last week. And I'm going to come back with some Hank Williams Jr. and then finish this. But wow. Look, they can't get away with this.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Why
don't want on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Black Hawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name, and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8. Keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA, and y'all can keep the chain.
Hey, Hank, it's the Federal Reserve. That's who you want to go after, Mr. Williams, Mr. Hank Williams Jr. I can tell you're tired of tyranny, and you're proud of the fact that you've now been fired for speaking your mind, and now you're hitting them harder, and that's good. But you see, Herman Cain wants a new sales tax to be paid to the Federal Reserve.
And friends want to put me down.
Oh, let's hear the rest of this.
For my opinion, then twist it all around. Supposed to be talking about my father's new CD. Well, two can play that gotcha game. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. This country sure as hell is going down the drain.
Yep. Don't
we
tread on me.
We need. We know who to blame.
All right, I'm going to put the call out here right now. Hank Williams Jr., if you want to come on the show, we want to have you on. I know your son listens, but I know you two don't talk very much. I need to call Shooter Jennings up. Because we need to have Hank Williams Jr. really get educated on what's happening. Or he may already be educated, talking about don't tread on me. He's saying, I'm in the Tea Party. Well, the Tea Party was started by Ron Paul. And Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, or Herman Cain are all New World Order stooges who support carbon taxes in the past, Al Gore, all this garbage, Hillary Care. I can't handle it anymore. I get people every time I talk about Newt Gingrich supporting world government sending me emails saying send them proof. Just search it. He wrote the forewords to Toffler book calling for it 20 years ago. Well, the globalists put him in as a Speaker of the House. Newt Gingrich has been caught. I don't want to get off into side issues. You know, he's done TV ads supporting carbon taxes. And then I got to explain that to people? The only person's Ron Paul. Get that through your head. And if he doesn't win, he wins by getting the word out. We move forward. America's waking up. Now, I didn't get to finish up the Internet kill switch news, and DHS is all involved in it. This is an important article if you want to keep the Internet free. People can't believe this can happen. You didn't believe you get socialist health care either. You didn't believe you'd see all these things happen, did you? By the way, Gaddafi's still fighting on. NATO continued resistance in Libya. Surprising. I thought they said the government was taken over a month ago. VeriSign demands power to kill abusive websites. Folks, this is the Internet kill switch rolling out in plain view. We can't even give this stuff hardcore enough headlines. Reality is so much worse than what I can even tell you. But as I was saying, tonight, 7 o'clock, we've got the traitor that was on BBC and made so much news, saying Goldman Sachs rules the world. We got Max Kaiser joining us. We've got this incredible interview with an autistic kid and his dad that I shot up at the Dallas Fed thing. It's all coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. See you back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.